Massachusetts will lift more pandemic restrictions on businesses starting next week as the state's COVID numbers are declining. Governor Baker announced that the state will move forward to Phase 3, Step 2, starting Monday. That will allow theaters and other indoor performance venues to reopen at reduced capacity, and it will remove some capacity limits on restaurants. If the positive trend in the numbers continues, Baker says stadiums and arenas, including the Garden and Fenway Park, will be allowed to open at reduced capacity beginning March 22nd.
We understand that all of those closures and restrictions are enormously difficult for businesses and for their workers. And today, thanks to everybody's commitment to wear masks, to distance when appropriate, to avoid crowds, and to do their part to stop the spread, we can move forward with a reopening plan.
As for Boston, though, the city says it will follow most of the state's guidelines. It will keep limits on indoor venues and activities until late March. We're joined now by Dr. David Hamer. He's a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University. Good morning. Thanks for being with us again on Morning Edition.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
So, in your opinion, do the COVID numbers in Massachusetts support moving forward with this next phase of reopening?
The numbers have been progressively declining, although recently there looks to be sort of a flattening of that decline. So I'm a little concerned that it may be a few weeks too early, at least for some aspects of the reopening.
We will still have the 6-foot distancing requirements, 6 people to a table limits, 90-minute limits on indoor seating. Those aren't enough, do you think, to as more and more people are gathering indoors?
I'm primarily concerned by the sort of push to go to full occupancy, and even with the 6-foot distance that we know the virus can travel greater distances than that, in restaurants and bars and locations like that, people have their masks off a good portion of the time, and so the potential for transmission in that context still persists. I think if you look at say a theater, people are not usually not eating or drinking, so they could keep masks on the whole time that they're indoors. And so, the level of risk may vary. Shifting to outdoor venues, which would come later in the month, I actually feel better about those. If those are operating at reduced capacity and you're outside and wearing masks, I think the risk in that context is much lower than an indoor restaurant.
What about the new variants that we're hearing about? Are those among some of your top concerns about states reopening more fully?
Absolutely. I mean, there's evidence that the B.1.1.7, the UK variant, is in Massachusetts, and actually that it may be spreading, although we need more genomic sequencing data. But if that is here and there's evidence that appears to be more transmissible, in fact, there may be more prolonged shedding of virus in people who are infected with it, this could account for the recent shift in some of the data to suggest that we're flattening out. And in fact, the wastewater data from Deer Island suggested a slight uptick this week. So I think we need to be very cautious over the next few weeks.
What do you think then we need to see now to even more fully reopen, to move on to phase 4?
I mean, I would like to see a further decline in the sort of mean number of cases, over the course of a week, the proportion of individuals who test positive, overall across the state, but in particular in larger urban areas like Boston. And then it would be very helpful to have published evidence of how widespread some of the new variants are, in particular the UK variant, which appears to have already, started to spread within Massachusetts.
In terms of the vaccine rollout in Massachusetts, there's been a lot of criticism for it being slower than some folks would like. What do you think? Is Massachusetts mostly getting it right in terms of the way it's dealing with the vaccine rollout?
Ooh, that's a complicated question. I mean, I think in some ways, yes, in some ways, no. I mean, I think that the attempt to follow the priorities that were defined by the CDC and the American Committee on Immunization Practices is good. But I think the distribution methods have been a bit of a challenge. You know, part of that's limited by the supply. I think the supply will increase over the next few weeks or month or two. But you know, the choice to have sort of large distribution centers and have online registering and then having all the problems with that system that arose, that's made it very difficult for people that qualify to find locations. I think ideally it should be a mixture of, you know, large centers, hospitals, and then, you know, universities or businesses that have shown the capacity to deliver the vaccine. But what's happened is some of those latter have been told, you're not going to get any, or you're going to get a very reduced supply. And so, you know, I think a mixed model where there are multiple possible modes of distribution would be ideal.
Dr. David Hamer, professor of global health and medicine at Boston University, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure, Deborah.